as I appeared last week, my beard did prove to be distracting. I got more questions about that than I did about the subject after the meeting. In fact, one of the questions was very discouraging. It was, "Are you growing a beard?" So discouraging that I cut it off the next day. The psychologists, the psychoanalysis especially, have all kinds of very shocking explanations to give about the growing of a beard. Even sinister. But I have a kinder explanation of the impulse to grow a beard. It's it's a desire to change yourself, to make improvements. When a woman feels like that, she can change her hairstyle or hair color or something like that. I can't do that. So that was the impulse to improve myself. And I'd like to apologize for the quality of this class so far. And I'd like to suggest that we complete it tonight. Make this the last session. Because I'm not feeling very well, and I don't know whether I would really be able to do anything properly for next Wednesday night. Well, tonight I just want to go over two or three things before taking up the questions which some of you submitted under duress. And we'll try to cover as many of them as we can. And if there are any that you want to ask from the floor, we'll also try to find room for that. One of the key ideas in the theory of the Negro struggle is the dual aspect of it. The fact that it has two basic characteristics that are different, although connected. The fact that on the one hand, it is a racial and national question, and on the other hand, that it is a class question, a proletarian question. Now, this seems fairly simple to state, but there's a great deal of confusion and disorientation that sets in as a result of the difficulty in keeping these two things in mind all the time, especially because these two aspects are not equal. They don't operate equally. They don't have the same influence on the development of the struggle equally. Sometimes one is greater than the other. And there is a tendency when one comes to the prominence to forget about the other. I say this seems very simple, but I know that I myself, in thinking about it many, many years, have found that I have difficulty in always retaining in mind these two aspects and combining them properly.